Welcome to the Copy Dates podcast. I'm your host, Megan Taylor, copywriter, bookworm, and founder of the Copy Template Shop. I believe that anyone can write strong copy, and I'm here to teach you how to write words that sell your online offers while prioritizing real connection, serving your audience, and simply being who you are. I know you have a message that deserves to be heard and unique skills that need to be shared. And in each episode, I'll give you an actionable tip so that you can write better copy, reach more people, and sell your offers in an easy and authentic way. So grab a hot drink and get ready to cozy up with your weekly dose of magnetic messaging and captivating copy. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Copy Dates podcast. I am so excited that you're here. Before we dive into the content of today's episode, I wanted to give you a heads up that it is still Black Friday weekend, at least the day when this episode goes live, which means that everything in the Copy Template Shop is currently on sale at 30% off for about another 24 hours when this episode goes live. However, because I love my podcast listeners, I have included a special discount code in this episode that is going to extend the sale just for you until Friday. So keep an ear out for that. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the mistake that I see a lot of online business owners make when it comes to DIYing their copy and writing their own copy that really makes them hate the process and really dread writing their own copy. I'm thinking particularly sales copy, although this will also come up for things like website content, social media posts, all that kind of stuff. It all kind of comes down to the same root factor, let's say. I almost do hate kind of using the word mistake because I don't think there's any such thing as a mistake in your business. We just constantly learn and evolve and grow and find new and different ways to do things. So I want to preface this episode by being super clear about one thing, which is that writing copy can absolutely be intimidating and difficult. Okay, that's completely and totally normal. I'm sure that we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I really want to be transparent about that. It doesn't mean that you are a bad writer. It doesn't mean that you are bad at sales. It simply means that it is a skill that you are still learning to hone in your business, that you are still learning to grow and evolve. And just like any skill that we are trying to develop as business owners, it's only going to get easier over time, the more that you do it. So it doesn't matter, you know, if you are brand new to business and therefore brand new to writing copy, or even I meet a lot of people who have been in business for like 5+, even sometimes 10+ years, and they really dread the copywriting process. We're going to talk a little bit about why that might be today, but I also want you to know that it is completely and totally normal. When we are writing copy, we are trying to do so many different things. We are trying to clearly articulate our offers. We are trying to clearly articulate our value, which is something that can be, you know, really difficult to put into words. We are trying to really connect with our readers and understand our readers. And it's a skill. It's a skill set that only can get developed over time. That said, if you are somebody who really hates writing copy and you dread writing copy, let's say that you keep putting off launching your offers or developing your evergreen funnel because you are so intimidated by all of the copy that you're going to have to write, and you just don't want to sit down and do it. Or if when you sit down to actually write your copy, it always feels like it's taking you just this completely unnecessary amount of time, I'm willing to bet that it's coming down to one big mistake, and that is writing from scratch. if you are writing your copy from scratch, you are doing yourself zero favors. So please stop writing from scratch. I completely understand why people do this. I completely understand and relate to the desire to be authentic and original in your copy. And of course, we never want to be like plagiarizing anything else that's out there. We never want to be taking too much influence from our inspiration and our outside sources. And so a lot of the time we just tell ourselves, okay, we're just going to do this from scratch. We're just going to do things our way, you know, just chasing after this desire to be authentic and to be original and not to just be doing what everybody else is doing. That's why we're entrepreneurs, right? We don't want to be doing what everybody else is doing. But here's the issue when you write from scratch. Whenever you are writing completely from scratch, completely from a blank slate, like, of course it's going to make things harder for you, right? Of course you're going to be dreading things because you are setting yourself up for difficulty. I'm not going to say failure because you're not going to fail, but you are definitely setting yourself up for that difficulty right from the get-go. I mean, when is the last time that you did something else in your business completely from scratch, right? When's the last time that you designed a graphic completely from scratch? I'm willing to bet that you used like a design template, maybe a Canva template. At the very least, you had like a website or a graphic pulled up and you were like, this is the vibe, this is the tone that I'm trying to replicate. Even if it was just like a few elements from a few different things. Maybe you even had like a vision board if it was a really important big graphic or design thing. On the flip side of that, like when is the last time that you crafted an offer for your business completely from scratch? Probably never, right? Even if you weren't being super intentional about it, even if you weren't saying to yourself, oh, I really want my group coaching program to be structured like so-and-so's group coaching program, or I really want to structure my VIP days like so-and-so structures her VIP days. Even if you're not super aware of it, even if you're not going in with that intention, you are always taking some sort of influence and best practice from your coaches, from your peers, from people you've purchased from in the past, right? Offers that you have gone through before. And you are probably at some point going to compare your value stack, your set of deliverables inside of your offer to someone else's value stack, right? For ideas, especially when it comes to that point when we're really trying to flesh out our offers and make sure that we've covered all of our bases. And what can I add to really make this client experience amazing? What can I add to really increase the value of this offer? Whatever we do in our business, we are rarely, if ever, doing it from scratch. The influence is always there. So why are we so insistent on writing our copy from scratch? Why do we do this to ourselves? It does us a big, big, big disservice, okay? It's not fair on our time and on our schedule because it's naturally going to take us a lot longer to write what we want to write. It's not fair on our mindset because we're always, if we're writing from scratch, we are going to be questioning ourselves a lot more and getting way more frustrated with the process. It's not fair on our readers because if we are writing from scratch and instead of looking at things like best practices, there's a chance we're not giving them all of the information that they need to make an informed decision. And that's not fair to them. And of course, it's not exactly fair on our bank accounts because when we write from scratch, we are not setting ourselves up with the tools and the knowledge to write the best possible sales copy. And that can potentially really hurt our conversion rates. So what do we do instead, Megan? If I don't want to write from scratch, what are my options? Because for a lot of people, especially if you are particularly new to copywriting and to selling, maybe you don't know what's out there and what you can rely on to help you get started faster, see results faster, and really make sure that your copy is optimized to convert. So there are three things that I want you to consider to make sure that you are no longer writing from scratch. And this is going to be, there's going to be options for you, you know, regardless of what your budget is or your level of knowledge of copywriting, anything like that. So the first thing that you can do is you can use what we call a swipe file. So a swipe file is basically just a bank of inspiration. That is what I would consider to be a swipe file. So what I really want you to be doing is just constantly be on the lookout for copy. And what I mean by copy is literally just any kind of words, okay? Any words that you are seeing that really inspires you or motivates you or intrigues you. Any kind of copy, especially copy that is bringing out feelings in you that you want your own readers to feel, okay? Because that is a sign of good copy. If it is able to evoke an emotional reaction in you, if it is able to grab your attention, if it is able to get you to take a particular action that they want you to take, like how many times have we all fallen victim to a Facebook ad, a perfectly curated Facebook ad? We do it. Whenever you see that, I want you to hang on to that as inspiration for whenever you have to write something similar. So what does this look like? I'm sure there are very sophisticated ways. I've seen them done, like swipe files. Some people use Evernote and stuff like that to really just kind of compile everything in one place. Here's what it looks like for me. I like to keep things really simple. I have a folder in my inbox that's literally called swipe file. And that is where anytime that an email hits my inbox that has like a really interesting, compelling subject line that really grabs my attention, it goes into that folder. Anytime that I get a sales email that really drew me in, really inspired me, really intrigued me about the offer or whatever it is they were talking about in that email, it goes in the swipe file folder. I also have a Google Drive that is full of PDF screenshots of really solid sales pages. And so sometimes if I'm feeling particularly stuck with a sales page project, I will bring them up and look at things like, okay, how did this person structure this page? What is it about this page that resonates so well? Is it the messaging? Is it the narrative? Is it the way it's been laid out? What is it? And then similarly, I have a folder of bookmarks in my Google Chrome, just websites that I love. Any kind of inspiration. Sometimes it's design, sometimes it's copy. And so again, when I'm updating my website or when I am working on a client's website, sometimes I'll pull them up. Sometimes if I'm in a strategy call with a client, I'll remember, you know, a website in a similar niche and I'll be like, oh, you really need to check this out. And then we'll kind of go through it together and say, okay, what about this website do you like? What don't you like? And it just creates that starting point, that reference point for both of us. And then I also have folders on my Facebook account and in my Instagram saved folders for any captions that I really love or ads that I really love. Sometimes it's graphics as well, but it's usually primarily copy. So those are just some ideas for you on how you can get started with a copy swipe file. And again, we're going to be pulling these things up as inspiration. The intention here is not to copy things word for word, is not to be a replicate of that. You know, we never want to replicate somebody else's copy or messaging or design because we don't want to replicate their business. Just because it works for them doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for us, but we can certainly draw inspiration from it. Psst, it is finally here. Our biggest ever sale at the Coffee Template Shop is live right now. For Black Friday weekend only, including today, Cyber Monday, you can get 30% off everything in the shop. When I say everything, I really mean everything. Yes, including our best-selling Messaging Clarity Journal, our already discounted bundles, and our offer-specific sales page templates. If you're listening to this episode when it drops on Monday, November 29th, it means today is the last day to get your hands on all of our Black Friday deals. But as a loyal podcast listener, I'm also giving you until Friday, December 3rd, to get your hands on all those copy templates you've had your eye on at a discounted price. From Tuesday until Friday, simply use the code PODCAST at checkout to apply your exclusive 30% discount. Head to copytemplateshop.com to fill your cart. The second thing that you can use to help ensure you are not writing from scratch is copywriting formulas. So a formula is basically like a recipe, okay? It tells you exactly which ingredients your copy needs, and it tells you which order to put those ingredients in. So one of the most popular, well-known examples of copywriting formulas is the PASS framework. And PASS stands for pain, agitate, solution. So that is, you know, whenever you see most sales pages, honestly, are structured like this, you first hint at the pain, you know, you tell them about the pain that they're feeling, acknowledge the problems that they're having. Then we quote unquote agitate that pain. Agitate, you know, take that word with a grain of salt. It doesn't necessarily mean we're poking the bear. It doesn't necessarily mean that we are making the reader angry or agitating them. It simply means we are delving a little bit deeper into that pain and showing them how that pain is, you know, appearing in their life. And then we go into solution, which is where we start presenting your offer. We start presenting, you know, the transformation that's waiting for them on the other side of that pain. So that's the PASS framework, probably the most well-known copywriting formula out there, but it is only one example. Yet I see people turn to it pretty consistently. I think especially those, you know, $27 sales page templates that you can get that we're all, you know, sucked into with those Facebook ads, they almost all exclusively follow this PASS framework. But there are so many frameworks out there, and you can pick and choose and find the one that works for you, and it's not going to be consistent. Every sales page you write is not going to follow the same framework, ideally. Just as some examples, there's also AIDA, A-I-D-A, which is attention, interest, desire, action. That's what that stands for. There's also the four P's, which is picture, promise, prove, push. Honestly, we could do an entire episode. We could probably do an entire series of podcast episodes on some of these frameworks alone, and maybe we will sometime. But for now, I just encourage you to research them. Look at some examples of solid copywriting frameworks. The importance of these frameworks is that they have been used by copywriters for decades. Okay. Even before online entrepreneurship and sales pages were a thing, these frameworks were being effectively used by copywriters, including in, you know, old-fashioned ad copy for magazines, newspapers, sales letters, infomercials. If you've ever watched Mad Men, like if you can really get familiar with some of these copywriting formulas, and then you sit down and watch an episode of Mad Men or literally any TV show or movie where they are talking about the advertising industry, you're going to see them. They're going to show up. And that's because they've actually been used that long because they work. They work. So learn them, trust in them, find a formula that matches the story that you're trying to sell or the narrative that you are trying to weave. And I promise it's going to make your copy that much more effective. And it's going to make it easier for you to actually sit down and write your copy. And finally, you probably imagined this was coming. But the third, and in my opinion, most effective way to make sure that you are never writing copy from scratch is to use copy templates. So why do I say that this is the most effective way to write your copy? It's because a copywriting template, especially one that has been created by a copywriter, okay, not just by a coach or maybe like a web designer who's providing copy templates to go alongside their beautiful website designs. if it's been created by a copywriter, it is going to be based on swipe files. They were likely going through all of their swipe files in creating this copy template. And it's going to be based on proven copywriting formulas. Because speaking from experience, we have a lot of these copywriting formulas just embedded in us, right? It becomes natural. So if you were given templates inside of a coaching program, you know, let's say that one of your coaches created this amazing launch program or evergreening program, and they're saying, you know, this is what worked for me. These are the emails that work for me. This is the sales page layout that worked for me. And so I turned it into a template for you, and here you can use it. That's still a good start, okay? I'm never going to just fully knock that, because if that's all that you have at your disposal, that is a good start. It's going to help ensure that you are not writing from scratch. But as soon as you can upgrade to professionally written templates, you know, templates that have been written by a copywriter, you absolutely should, because they are going to be based on all of these best practices, not just here's what worked for me one time and I hope that you can replicate it. Okay. And they're not just going to save you time and help you eliminate that guesswork, which they're absolutely going to do, but they're also going to make sure that your copywriting is a lot more effective and is optimized for conversions. And I know that I have big hesitation around using templates, especially if you have used coaching program templates before. There's always this worry that it's going to make you sound like everyone else. But a well-prepared copy template is never going to make you sound cookie cutter. It's going to give you plenty of options and plenty of direction on how to take that template and make it your own, by injecting your brand messaging and your offer details into the template, while also guiding you through those best practices, literally without you even realizing that you're doing it. It makes it easy for you. The same way Canva templates, for example, a lot of us use Canva templates to design graphics for our feeds. Just think of those like reminder graphics. Yes, sure, they maybe look similar, but you can add your own fonts, you can add your own colors, you can add your own brand images, and you are going to make that template your own. A well-crafted copy template allows you to do the same, because you can weave in your brand messaging, you can weave in your tone of voice, you can weave in your offer details, your testimonials, your social proof, and it is never, ever going to look cookie cutter. It is going to take the dread out of copywriting for you, because you are no longer sitting down to the copywriting process and facing a blank screen. It's also going to help you take your ideas, your offer ideas, and run with them so much faster, right? If you have a copy template that's going to allow you to whip up your sales copy in an hour or a matter of a couple of hours instead of several days, it's that much quicker for you to get your offers out there, to test things out, to test out your messaging, see what resonates with your audience. And then you can make changes to it as you grow, right? If you realize, oh, I put this sales page out there quickly, and it seems like this section where I talk about this specific thing really resonates with my audience, then you go back and you add a few more sections to your sales page that talks about that specific thing and draws them in a little bit more. Because the last thing that I possibly want is for you to not be taking action towards your goals or not launching your offers because you're getting caught up in the copywriting process or because you're overthinking your messaging. It sucks. We believe in imperfect, messy action over here, okay? Progress over perfection always. And that is what using these tools is going to help you do. So please use copy swipe files, use copywriting frameworks, use copy templates that combine both of those things together for you. And this way, you are entering the copywriting process with 80 to 90% of the work already done for you. And honestly, friend, your time is way too precious, especially as a business owner, to be doing that 80 to 90% on your own. So allow somebody else to do that work for you by relying on swipe files, frameworks, and templates. If you are feeling called to transform the way that you write copy forever, please don't forget our Black Friday sale is still on in the copy template shop. Literally everything is 30% off. This is the biggest sale we've ever had. Discounts are really far and few between. Like, I don't just say that. We never run sales in the shop simply because I don't think to do it. So now is the time to buy if you have your eye on any particular templates. Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. I really hope today's episode was helpful for you, and I will see you back here again next week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Copy Dates podcast. I hope that this episode has helped you feel more confident in your ability to write copy and that you're feeling excited about sharing your message and offers with the world. If you love what you learned, be sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a future episode. And leave us a review so we can reach more online entrepreneurs who want to develop authentic connection with their audience through powerful copy. As always, don't forget to show me where you're tuning in from. Snap a pic, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at megantaylor.co. I'd love to connect with you beyond your headphones. See you back here next week. And remember, I'm rooting for you always.